This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Concord Bicycle Music has partnered with acclaimed composer Andrew Lloyd Webber and his Really Useful Group to form The Musical Company, an all-inclusive infrastructure of services for creators in the musical theater world. The business will offer a combination of theatrical expertise, publishing infrastructure, and label. The company will act as the exclusive agent to manage performance licensing for professional and amateur productions of Webber and Tim Rice's solo and combined works, such as Evita, Jesus Christ Superstar, The Phantom of the Opera, Cats, and Starlight Express. They will also manage everything under Concord Bicycle's interest in Marvin Hamlisch's works and handle publishing rights and distribution for Webber's song portfolio, exclusively managing the Grand Rights performance licensing for second-tier professional and amateur productions of Andrew Lloyd Webber's solo and collaborative works. A new short documentary from The Vinyl Factory and music journalist Vivian Goldman takes a look at Jamaica's nearly forgotten vinyl record industry. Called Pressing Matters in Jamaica, the documentary chronicles the history of the country's once thriving vinyl industry, taking the opportunity to take a unique look back through the history of reggae, dub, and dancehall through the vantage point of the record industry in the process. The doc also explores a few key locations in Jamaica's music history, including Bob Marley's Tuff Gong pressing plant, the plans to reopen this year in an effort to capitalize on the recent resurge in vinyl record popularity. Goldman uses DJs, curators, collectors, and even legend Earl Chinnis Smith to tell the story of the industry that once produced some of the island's most globally impactful facets of its culture. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.